Welcome to the Jeff Thomas Show. Always on time and bringing you the hottest topics today. Now, introducing the show host, Jeff Thomas.
Good evening. You're tuned in to the Jeff Thomas Show. I'm your host. Man, welcome to another edition of Relationship Thursdays. That's right, Relationship Thursdays. We're in the building. Today's topic is why men cheat. Yes, why men cheat. Yes, I know that's a topic that people definitely want to hear about. I'm going to discuss a couple of things on that topic this evening. But again, to you, welcome to the Jeff Thomas Show. I am your host. You can follow our show on Facebook, The Jeff Thomas Show. You can like our Facebook page. Subscribe to our podcast, man. Get up with our podcast. Thanks, everybody, for all the downloads, man. We had a lot of downloads. Downloads are picking up. So continue to download our podcast. Share it with your friends. We are enjoying it. Well, I should say me, because I'm hosting the show. But today, you know, I want to talk about relationships. Of course, this Relationship Thursday. But I want to talk about infidelity. And this is something that's a part of relationships. It's part of marriage. It's part of people when they first get together. This issue just seems to pop up continuously, and we haven't found a remedy to stop it. You know, I'm not saying that everybody cheats, because everybody doesn't cheat, but for those who do, you know, we get these pleasures out of it, whatever that is. We're going to talk about that today. I hope everybody is enjoying their day. Weekend coming up, please be safe. Wear your mask, man. The COVID numbers are skyrocketing through the roof. We want to make sure that everybody's safe and that we can make it in 2021, man. We don't want to go in 2021 with COVID, sick, and all that sort of stuff, man. We want to come healthy. You know, we want to pray for this virus, that there's a cure, and that there's, you know, the vaccine that's going to help us. So We'll continue to just be prayerful and pray for those people, man, and their families who have passed away. That's very important. Nobody wants to lose their life to a virus like this. So, you know, man, it's tough. For real, it's tough. But let me jump right into it. And I'm going to give you six reasons. I found this article on social media. And it was very interesting, I must say. And it gave six reasons as to why people cheat. And I'm going to list the reasons out first, and then we'll go through each section of it and we'll discuss it. But here's the first one. Number one, puberty and brain development. Okay, that's number one. And that's males develop the pleasure-seeking part of their brains faster than the decision-making part. That's understandable. Cheating as a gray area. Some men don't see infidelity as an absolute wrong and could justify it. Okay, we know things like that have happened. Openness to casual sex. So women look for security and stability first before hooking up, while men just want to have as much sex as possible. Now, okay, all right. I'm feeling a certain kind of way about some of this stuff. All right, to feel alive once again. Men who are unsatisfied in life or at home want to relive the experience of flirting and dating a new woman in their lives. Marriage length. Men experience the 7-year itch and are likelier to consider cheating the more their marriage goes longer. Okay. To end the marriage, some men have affairs to cope with their dissatisfaction with their respective wives. So, wow. We're going to talk about each one of those. And I just thought that was... It's not like it's not anything that you haven't heard before, but it's reasons why people do. And I don't know that everybody likes to hear the truth behind why people do what they do. And when I see people do things at a higher rate, I often think that sometimes that's an innate thing within inside of us that we have to learn to control. We have to learn to control those things. And I've always believed that the difference between man and animals. See, I believe that men are animals. Women are animals. The human race are animals. But what makes us different is that we can control our environment. See, when animals have sex, they do it for a purpose, for reproduction purposes. That's why they do that. reproduction purposes only. I was just, and this is funny, just last week, I was out in my backyard. There was some deer in the backyard, and there were two bucks, and they were going at it. They were fighting each other. And I'm like, wow, it's mating season. This is the time in which deer mate. And so they're battling out. Now, the battle took a long time. I had to leave. I'm like, look, man, y'all taking too long. But that's their mating call. That's what they have to do in order to mate. They just don't have sex for sexual pleasure. And see, we've come to use sex as a recreation. That happens. And we have diseases. You know, years ago, 20, 30 years ago, we had AIDS influx because people were just having so much unprotected sex. They were abusing sex. So you have these diseases. You have the gonorrhea. You have the syphilis. You had the AIDS. You had all this chlamydia, all this kind of stuff that popped up because we abuse sex. We abuse it. You see it. I mean, Pornhub is full of millions of just people just having sex. All these other video channels, just people having sex. So we're inundated with it. It's just put into our psyche that these are the things that we have to do to pleasure ourselves. And sometimes we get away and we talk about coping with things. And so that this article talked about that a little bit. And so I want to go a little bit more in depth with the article. It says the male brain works differently compared to that of a woman. Which, you know, we know women mature, especially at a young age, they mature much quicker than young boys. They just do. Young ladies, that you all have it. The eyes have it when that comes. You all are intelligent. You all think more. You deduct. You reason. All those sort of things. Men just sort of react. We react on our emotions and hormones. And so, you know, we're talking about biological causes that men don't have control over. You know, you talk about the hormones and sex drive of puberty arises in male before the full development of the decision-making portion of the brain. In other words, it's likely that the male have evolved to want sex more than they often get in a single partner. Interesting. While young men can develop their sex drive before their full powers of decision-making, which makes sense. We do that. Our decision making, and when you're a young man, you think with your penis. So all you thinking about is, hey, sex. You know, when you're 15, 16, 17, you just think about sex. Sex with the opposite sex. You want to have sex. That's all you want to do. You're not thinking about anything. It could be a hole in a wall. You want to have sex because that's your hormones are raging at that time. And so, you know, you see, when men hit, young boys hit puberty, you know, they have those growth spurts. Their voices are suddenly deeper. I know my sons, they walking around, hey, pops, what's up? I'm like, damn, that's a couple years ago. You was something, hey, daddy. Now they, hey, pops, what's up? Then you're talking about acne breaking out. You're talking about certain body parts develop. You know, girls and with young ladies, they experience their menstrual period. Their menstrual cycle. It says, you know, the problem with puberty for boys is that it happens too fast. And that's true. Our stuff, man, it kicks in quick. You start growing on your hair, you know, pubic hairs all over your body. You're like, dang, what's really going on? I remember just being myself. I remember when I saw a piece of hair on my pubic area, I was going crazy. I'm like, what is this? This is ridiculous. Because you don't really know. And if nobody's there to tell you, you don't necessarily know. It says, this is, you know, because boys develop, because they have the sexual, and you're talking about young boys going into men, talking about leaving that adolescence, going into the young teenage, the teenage years, the later teens, the 20s. It says it's bad for committed relationships because you can't have a girlfriend. You might have a girlfriend that you love a lot, but because of your sexual urges, you want to have sex as much as possible. You have that. Your main focus, you know, puberty makes, and this is a biological thing. Puberty makes boys want to go out and just have sex all over the place. The decision making is just doesn't come in time enough. And so, you know, it talks about brain size and testosterone are crucial as well. So it says, perhaps the biggest difference between the male and female brain is that men have sexual pursuit areas that is 2.5 times larger than that of one female. brain. Not only that, but beginning in the teens, they produce 20 to 25 fold more testosterone than they did in their pre-adolescence. Just think about that. All that testosterone built up. Aggression, fighting, decision making out the window. You seeing, I mean, and boys, really, at that young age, we're looking at, when I was coming up, we looked at Playboy, Penthouse magazines. Now you got Pornhub. So it's much more in your face. And for those people who, you know, you a little bit old school like me, you remember the squiggly channel. You should be trying to watch the little sex channel you couldn't see because they had the squigglies in it. And you trying to figure out, you seeing a little something, but you ain't seeing much. It's more available now. Sex is all over the place. You seeing every single thing that takes place and transpires. It says this now. From this, we begin to understand of how weak the teen male is against his sexual impulses. For one, his critical thinking abilities having a difficult time catching up with the physical and hormonal change. Worse, the part of his brain that seeks sex is huge to that compared to a female brain. It's no wonder then that we often discuss why men cheat more than women. Likewise, there's all this testosterone building up. You got this testosterone building up, man. It's difficult. I can attest as a teen, young man, when I was in my early 20s, your testosterone level is high. It's spiking through the roof. You know, they sell that stuff on TV. Get your testosterone. Shit, all you got to do is borrow from one of these young guys out here if you can get some of it. Because, when we were younger, it spiked high. You running and jumping all over the place. You doing everything. You just think you can do it. You think you're invincible. You truly believe that you're invincible. But these are contributive factors in why men cheat. So I know, you know, a lot of people don't want to hear, but we're going to talk about it. We're going to get into it a little bit more. It says here, men can focus on loyalty. That's interesting. I don't know. With these biological factors, is there no more hope for men to resist cheating? According to a new neuropsychiatrist, the female brain doesn't focus on finding someone to have sex. Women do look for potential mates, but they also think whether the person is reliable to be safe with. Hierarchy of needs, being safe, okay. In contrast, the male brain prioritizes sex. That's first thing on our mind. First thing is what we thinking. Economics and security concerns don't matter. Because we figure we strong enough, we could do whatever. And if you ain't got no money, we know some broke brothers out here getting plenty ass. Plenty of it. In other words, a man will keep on searching for more and more mates. Wow. That's what we own? The male brain can fall in love just as hard and fast as a female brain, and maybe more so. That's true. When a man meets and sets his sights on capturing the one mating with, he becomes a prime directive, and when he succeeds, the brain makes an indelible imprint on her. So that's, you know, we talking about, you know, pregnancy and stuff like that. And if a young man, if he gets with a young woman, you know, when we find that woman, we want her, period, point blank, we want her, and we'll do whatever it takes. And I talked about this on a couple of relationship Thursdays a couple of weeks ago. When we see a woman that we want, we will go after her without question. There's nothing you could tell us. There's nothing you could do. We are going to get that woman. So let me get on with this, man. So we're talking about the psychological things and the reason why our sex drive, and that's a huge part of it for men. That's a huge part of it. We're talking about the sex drive. One of the reasons why we seek out and we do those things. And it comes to a point where we have to learn how to prioritize, and we have to learn how to control our urges. And it's a wonder when men get older, some of them, you know, they get ED, because you're past that point. Your testosterone levels aren't as high. Of course, they have tons of things you can take to get rid of that kind of stuff. So, you know, we'll talk about that in just a second, because there's plenty of things out there. But men don't see cheating as a bad thing. Some of them don't. They believe it's their nature. Believing is what we're supposed to those are things that we're supposed to do. Excuse me. We're supposed to have sex. We're supposed to conquer. We're supposed to go out here and get as many women as possible. It's not such a bad thing. Men depend on their moral compass. You know, we decide what's right and wrong. And if we don't put sex as a place and say that, okay, having sex and having multiple sex partners is a wrong thing, then we don't prioritize that. It just doesn't happen. Let me see what they say. It says, here's a good point. It says, compared with women, men were less likely to report the extramarital sex was always wrong, and more likely to view it as almost wrong, wrong only sometimes, or not wrong at all. Okay? Pinning the blame on everything else. So what happens if a man takes on infidelity as a relativist? If he has an affair, he won't feel bad about it if he could justify it. And that's alarming. He may seek more situations where cheating isn't wrong. And that's, you know, sometimes, men, we justify shit because we want to rationalize what we do. It's just as clear and as simple as that. We want to rationalize what we do. We figure, okay, if our relationship isn't going right, you know, I'm going to go out here, I'm going to have sex with somebody else. And that's cool. And that's how I roll out. My wife's not giving me as much sex as I need, or she's not doing the freaky stuff that I want her to do. So guess what? I'm going to go out here and have sex with somebody else. So we rationalize that. That's not always the best thing, but it helps to justify the things that we do. And that's not cool. That's not cool. That's something we have to learn. And then we pin the blame. You know, we pin the blame. We pin the blame on our wives or girlfriends. We say that they're the reason why certain things are happening. And that's not always the case. That's not how we should look at that. That's not how we should view that. We should always take the responsibility of our own actions. And you have to own it. Because if you own it, then, I mean, everything else is just, you know, you accept that blame, and your partner could probably look at that and say, you know what, man, he owned up to what it is that he said he was going to do, his responsibility in regards to the relationship. And that becomes a real truth, a very, very real truth. So that's something that you have to look at. But hey, you tuned in to the Jeff Thomas Show. Man, I just have to say this. My beauty queen just walked into the room. She looking fine as I don't know what. I just had to say it. You know, we talking about, you know, things going on. And you know what? I'm going to tell y'all something. At the end, there's a song that's called I'm Cheating. And it's a good song. And I'm going to recommend it for people to download. So when you get it, you know, it'll help with relationships, I think, more. But again, you tune into the Jeff Thomas Show. We can be heard Monday through Thursdays right here, wherever you picking up our podcast. If it's on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher Radio, every place, Blog Talk Radio, you listening in to the Jeff Thomas Show. So subscribe to our show. Shout out to everybody, man, that's been picking up. I've seen some people post my shows on social media. So big ups to you all out there that's doing it, that's spreading the brand. I saw my picture on social media. Somebody has spreading my stuff. So shout out to everybody out there that's doing the thing and that's promoting the brand. Let's move on, because I'm at the third one right now. I didn't tell everybody what the first one. Number three, they're more open to casual sex. Now, this is a truth. And when we talk about casual sex, we're talking about people just having sex randomly. You know, you get together, you have your one night stands, or you get together, you just have sex with no emotion involved. Men are more likely to do that than women. It's just what happens. Men are more likely to have casual sex with no emotion involved. It's the booty call thing. Girl, I call you up. Okay, after the club, 2:30 in the morning, I'm coming through, 3 o'clock, booty call, boom, sleep for an hour, I'm gone. That's the casual sex. And that's, you know, men have these days, men are more likely to do that with no strings attached. Now, you have some women who stepping up their game on that aspect of it. But a lot of men definitely do that. They have the casual sex. So that's something to think about in there. Number four, there's a desire to relive a first experience. So now this is key, and I want to talk about this because I had an experience where I was talking to a professor who dealt with motivation, most motivational speaker. He dealt with all sorts of inspirational things, and he talked about men and men going through midlife crisis. And it was a very, very good discussion that we were having. And what he said was, is that men will pay. He's had men who come to him and said they would pay millions of dollars if they could get back what they had when they were 20 years old. These guys, a lot of these guys, I guess at the time were 50 years old, you know, 60. They wanted to have that youth movement. They wanted to relive their lives. They were stalemated in their marriages. They had been married for 30 years, 40 years, some men, and they were just tired of it. And they wanted to rejuvenate themselves. And so one of the reasons why men cheat is because they want to relive that first date. You want to go back to that first time you met your spouse, or the first time you met the person that you're involved with. And so you're walking down the street, you're holding hands, you're going to the movies, you're going to the restaurant, you had your first day, you're sending the roses and the wine and all sorts of things, and it makes some men feel good. They rejuvenate their lives. They get young again. That's the reason why you see a lot of older men with a lot of younger women. So you have some guys who are 50 that date 20-year-old women, or 60 that date 30-year-old women. You see a lot of that because they want to relive their lives. They want that. So they've been married for years, and they use that as a justification to leave their wives. It happens. It definitely happens. And you do have some women do that, but not as much. But the men, they definitely do that. And there's strategies that they use to give them that play, you know, that thing. They go out and they seek this out, so that you come of age where you want to relive the things that you did in the past. Guys go in the gym, they working out. It's a thousand times you see a bunch of old guys in the gym working out, or, you know, hey, it's just a lot of different variables. But that's one of them. You want to relive, you're going through that midlife crisis, you want to relive what you had. It's not necessarily, doesn't have anything to do with the woman at all. Nothing. See, what men don't discuss, and this is for the ladies out there that are listening, you know that you're going to have menopause. You know that. You know that you're going to have some changes in your body as you get older. You know that, and you understand that. Men don't know that. They don't understand that we do go through those psychological changes. I wouldn't call it menopause, but there's a pause at some point. And so you want to go back to what you had. You pause there and you want to go back in time. Well, time, you know, time don't really wait for nobody. It just keeps going. So men, you know, we have to learn how to deal with that and cope with that in a different kind of way. Yeah, you want to get a sports car? That's cool. You just put your wife in it, though. Well, you know, maybe not the wife. You want to drive your sports car. You just want to chill. You want to go down the highway. Woo, doing 100 miles an hour. No, I'm just joking. But anyway, these are things that help, that hinder relationships. Very important. Number five is very interesting, I thought. And it talks about the length of a relationship. So I'm gonna read through a couple of things that they said here so you can kind of get this. And I'll tell you who the author is at the end of it. But it says, length of relationships. It's common to think that time helps strengthen the foundation of a serious relationship. But what if data indicates something else? A study on extramarital sex was published in the Journal of Sex Research in 2018, they interviewed 423 individuals. They hoped to see how factors like religion, gender, and the length of marriage affected one's tendency to cheat. Here's one of the findings, and I'm going to read this off. Results showed that being female, more religious, and married for less time were associated with greater expectations of refraining from extramarital sex when presented with a hypothetical scenario. That's interesting. So we're talking about the woman who's more religious. Okay. All right. This was going against the notion that longer committed relationships were more resistant to infidelity. Couples who were married for at least 11 years were the likeliest to consider cheating. In contrast, those who were in relationships for more than 5 years in length were the least considered cheating. Wow. So you figured the shorter you would have more. But it seems like the longer the numbers of cheating and infidelity increase. Okay? Men follow a linear trajectory. So what does the study say about men? Why men cheat? It turns out that men and women look at cheating differently the older they get. Research revealed that men and women both experience the 7-year itch. The psychological term is used for couples who report feelings of dissatisfaction in the relationship when they enter their 7-year marriage. Women get rid of the so-called itch the longer they stay married. For those in intermediate groups, the women were more likely to consider cheating than men. But once women were in long-term marriages, they no longer entertained the idea as such. Here's where it gets interesting now. This is a trip. Men think of cheating the longer they get married. It's a linear effect. In other words, they get the 7-year itch, but the itch become greater as passing time. Now, I don't understand what's the basis on that. You would think that it would be the opposite, but I mean, that's based on a small group of people, and so, you know, the world is bigger. I would think that the older you get, the more smarter you get. That's what I would think. And I think Muhammad Ali said it the best. If you're 50 years old and you're doing the same things at 20, you've lost 30 years of your life. So at some point, if you're 20 years into a marriage, 25 years into a marriage, you know, you got to start thinking a little bit smarter. You have to. You have to control that. So it says here, it says actual cases of cheating tell the same story. Married people's tendency to cheat. What about actual incidents of infidelity? The study used the findings of the National Health and Social Life Survey in the United States back in 1990. Just like what we saw in the previous study, women had the 7-year itch. But after that, they were less likely to cheat on their respective husbands. The chances of women cheating were almost zero once the marriage length reached at least 20 years. Oh, look like I'm straight. Been married 20, 21. Look like I'm good. I'm out to the ball game, baby. Hey, you got to watch it. Oh, but anyway, it says, this is about married men. Married men also had a high percentage of cheating during their 7 years of marriage. The number of cheating decreased up to 18 years of marriage. Men who were at least 30 years marriage had more. Wow. Men who were in at least 30 years marriages had more affairs than even those in 7-year marriages. The wife looking at me. She looking at me strange. Hey, babe, I'm straight, babe. I got it. Hey, I'm talking about this stuff, but I got my wife looking right in my face. So I got to keep it straight, baby. Anyway, simply put, men are more likely to cheat or consider the idea once they are in long-term marriages. So I don't understand that. I really don't. The psychological aspect behind that, I would think, like I said, if you doing things that you did at the age of 20, that you're doing at 50 and 60, you've lost those years of life. I mean, I talked about the biological aspect in the very first part, and I understand that. Men, okay, when you're young, your hormones are raging, you don't really think, you put your penis first, that's all first. But when you get older, I mean, there's so many different variables that control that. Now, if you just out here cheating, you just want to be playing the field. You ain't really gave up, especially if in a committed relationship. You're married. And if you're not married and you're just playing the game, then that's even kind of worse in a sense. Because you're really not being fair to the person that you're with if you're not going to be straight up and honest with them. And I talked about that a couple weeks ago about being straight, transparent. If you're going to have a relationship with multiple people, you need to tell them. But this here, you know, I don't know. I just find that very difficult. But men, we got to do better than that. We talk about cheating. All right. Number 6, men cheat to end marriages. Wow. To end the marriage? So we cheat to end the marriage. Okay. Let me look at that. It says, I'm going to read this off. It says, you think that people who want to leave a relationship will just be open about it. I mean, that's, if you want to end it, just say it. Hey, look, we've been together for 40 years. It's time to roll. I don't know why you want to do that, because 40 years, you about to, it's pretty much over. 60, 65, you're going to start over again? What are you going to start with? I mean, that's just crazy. Unless you're just going to give up your check, your pension to some young chick, they probably latch on to you. That happens. It says, but that's not always the case. For some men, they have affairs to signal that they want a divorce. Now, I'm going to tell you something. That's just not, that's some, all right. I'm going to be real frank on this one. And I'm going to call it out. Guys, y'all can get mad all y'all want to, but that's some bitch assness, you ask me. Because you should just be honest about it. If you want to leave the relationship, just say, hey, listen, I want to leave. I'm done. Don't wait until it's a certain point because you got stuff together that you decide to make a move. I mean, you want to make a move because you need to get that other person a chance. But if you want to end the marriage and you want to have extramarital affairs, that's some bullshit, man. You want to end your marriage, so you end it. You cheat and end it. We could just walk to your wife and say, baby, it's over. I'm done. I want to move on. We seen the dude. We seen Harlem Nights. When he called, he said, hey, yeah, let me speak to Betty. All right, yeah, I ain't never coming home again. Click. At least he told her straight up and honest. He ended it there. We have problems doing that. You can't tell me you want to have an affair and that's the way you end your marriage. That's not cool. That's irresponsible. It's reckless. And you might get grits thrown on you. You just better watch out. You sleep. You can't. You baby, I got another woman. So we over with. All right. That Al Green grits coming soon. I'm just saying. Let me get on out of here with this one. All right. It says here, being unhappy makes some married men more susceptible to cheating. Once they realize that the other woman makes them feel better, they begin to question why they should stay loyal. Okay, let me just say something to you, guys. I had an old head tell me this a long time ago. I don't know if he's still around, but he told me this a long time ago. He said, how many flavors of ice cream do you know about? Well, I said, you know, it's 31 flavors. You know, Baskin Robbins, 31 flavors. He's like, yeah, so let's take 31 flavors. He said, if you eat all that ice cream, you eat all the flavors, what's going to happen? I said, I'm going to have to use the bathroom at some point. He said, okay. So all the shit comes out the same, right? I was like, yeah. He said, so there's no reason for you to be going out looking for more relationships because you're going to have the same issues, the same problems, the same things going to go on. So if a guy, if you're looking to cheat, or you don't want to be loyal to your wife and you want to be with another woman because she make you feel good, yeah, that butter pecan might taste a little bit better than that vanilla. But that vanilla and that butter pecan going to come out the same way. You're going to use it the same way. It's going to come out. If you're lactose intolerant, it's really going to come out. So you be careful. But I'm just saying, man, we have to start thinking about the things that we do in regards to that. We talk about relationship. In it, just come on and just say it. And then just because you cheat don't mean it's going to lead to a divorce. Well, she might not give you no divorce. She might make it even harder for you. But there's other ways and other things to do. You can communicate. You can go to counseling. You can work it out. If you can't work it out, just say, hey, you know what? It's not going to work. We've grown apart. We've been together for 35 years. It's just, you know, we're just roommates at this point. It's not even working for us. Then you move along. You move around. And that's okay. Because at that point, everybody should be, you know, pretty much accepting to it if you can grow like that. But, you know, some people think differently. Cheating to end a marriage. And that was number six. And I wanted to talk about this because I thought it was a pressing issue and people definitely need to know. And we talked about puberty and brain development. We talked about cheating as a gray area, you know, openness to casual sex, to feel alive again, marriage length, and to end the marriage. And that was number six. And this article was written by, hold on, let me get it for you, because when I came across it, I was like, man, this is a great piece. I came across it last week. Lashlyn Brown wrote this, and this article was August 14th, 2019 is when it was published, and it was published in hackspirit.com. And so I thought this was a great article that talked about reasons. It gave some real reasons, and you know, when you're young, my agreement with the article is when you're young, of course, you have a lot of testosterone, there's a lot of things going on, but as you get older, you have to start thinking. You have that development, that brain development, to start thinking. Yeah, when you're 21, you're not really thinking. Your brain's not developed. 22, your brain's not. 23, your brain's not developed. It's not until you get 25 that you really start thinking a little bit. You start knowing really what's right from wrong. You kind of deduct a little bit. But when you're younger, you don't know what's going on. Guys and ladies, hormones are raging. They're going berserk. And again, men don't think. They think with the little head, not the big head, and that's part of the problem, but that's biological. It's biological. And ladies, I want you to know that, especially if you're dealing with younger men, it's biological. They can't help themselves. They cannot. They cannot help themselves, and they're going to do the things that they want to do sexually because they're thinking with one head. And when they see beautiful women or they see a woman, it don't even have to be a beautiful woman. They see a woman, period, and she offers, they're going to take or they're going to pursue. That's just what it is. They're going to do it. But I wanted to, there's a song by the artist Dwele, okay? It's called I'm Cheating. It's I'm cheating on my girlfriend with my girlfriend. And so I thought that was a very creative song because it talked about in relationships. And sometimes, and I, you know, I don't tell this story, but, you know, one thing I will say, in my marriage, my wife has been very creative. So, it, you know, when you think about these things sexually, you have to be able to open up your sex life. And your sex life needs to be. I mean, sometimes you need to play cowboys and Indians. You know, the wife is the Indian. She got Pocahontas hair all down. And you the cowboy coming up. Yeah, bam. I just want to get me a little something. This little chickawa. Okay, that's a little racist. I'm sorry, y'all. I didn't mean to do that. But anyway, you know. Or you might want to play the maid and the wife. Like Miss Consuela or somebody like that. Yeah, so you want to do those kind of things. And that makes it very, very interesting. So, you know, yeah, you got your wife and the man. You all could do something. Instead of me going to the strip club, why not have my dollars here and my wife do that? That's okay to do. You have to keep your marriage spicy. Because if you don't keep it spicy, it's going to die. Sometimes you got to do a little freaky stuff. That's okay to do. It's okay to do that, people. Instead of watching Pornhub 24/7, you could just make your bedroom that way. And that way, you could keep people entertained. So, from a sexual standpoint, because we talked about some of the things do happen. People get, you get older. Sometimes you, I mean, come on. You've been with this person for a long time. Some things can get stale. But you have to liven it up. And men, we have to stay at home. Because once you get that, if your wife is dancing at home, you don't need to go to the strip club to dance. You just don't. You can do the strip. White, hey, baby. Wear whatever. She wear a thong. Cool. That's good stuff. That's what we should be. And I truly believe that. You know, heck. Yeah, my wife want me to put on a construction suit. I'm doing it. She want me to do my Chris Brown dance. I'm doing that too. I'm just saying, y'all have to do whatever. Whatever it takes. If she asks, I'm doing it. It's not, I mean, you know. But this is Relationship Thursday. This is your man, Jeff Thomas, of the Jeff Thomas Show. I appreciate everybody for listening in today. I thank everybody for listening to the show and downloading the podcast. I definitely appreciate that. And, you know, Relationship Thursdays is something that we really need to talk about. Of course, you all should know the lineup of the shows. It's always posted on our show page, what it is we do, and what our podcast is all about. So we try to give you a variety of things to look at and talk about. But hit me up, man. I'm on Instagram at the Jeff Thomas Show. Hit me up on IG. Or, you know, we're working to get our YouTube channel together. So once we get our YouTube channel together, man, it's going to be crazy. I can't wait for our YouTube channel to pop, because you get the chance to see me live in person, and we have special guests on as well. So tune in to the show. But this is the Jeff Thomas Show. You guys have a safe weekend. I'll be back on Monday. Of course, we got the NFL recap, week 10 football, baby. NBA is around the corner. We'll talk about that a little bit. We don't talk about that YMCA championship that LeBron just won. But hey, this is your man, Jeff Thomas, for the Jeff Thomas Show. Always on time. You guys have a great weekend. Peace.